Afternoon. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Mayor Brian Treece. And as you can imagine, this last year has been so impactful for many in our community. The COVID-19 pandemic has been an unprecedented challenge and one that we continue to battle. We have continuously followed several metrics. We've looked closely at the positivity rate, the impact of the virus on our hospitals, and more. But the outlook is looking up. Our local hospitals have seen a decrease in the number of people hospitalized, admitted with COVID, and the number of people in the ICU. In November, we had more than 300 cases of the virus in Boone County. Most days today, the number of new cases is in the single digits. I am proud to say Boone County is currently leading the state in the number of people that have been vaccinated or have begun the vaccination process. And although they are not as high as we'd like to see, vaccination rates continue to increase with 44.3% of Boone County residents initiating vaccination. We continue to encourage people to get vaccinated, as it is now available to everyone above the age of 16, and the inventory is readily accessible for anyone who wants to protect themselves and our economy and our community. Getting shots in arms is the best way to return to our normal lives. On a national scale, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have release new guidelines around safe activities for individuals who have been fully vaccinated. We continue to follow federal and state guidelines like these and work with leaders at each of these levels. Throughout the pandemic, you've heard me say that we will follow the data and the science. And the most recent data shows us that trends are moving in the right direction. We are hopeful these trends will continue. And if they do, the current health order will expire on May 12th without another one to take its place. All of the metrics our local leaders look at tell us now is a safe time to lift restrictions while continuing to monitor the trends we have been watching for these last 12 months. Knowing there is a potential for a spike in cases. You've heard me say this process is like adjusting a dial, and by following the data, we know this decision is the right time to adjust that dial. Now is the right time, and I know our community will continue to do the right thing. Many of us will continue to wear masks to help prevent the spread of the virus, especially to those who have not been vaccinated. And as more people receive their vaccine, the community will be further protected. But I want to be clear, this does not mean the pandemic is over. We are still committed to keeping everyone in our community safe. And if trends move in the wrong direction, we can and will reinstate a health order. We strongly recommend people continue to follow the guidelines like wearing masks and social distancing. Masks will still be required inside of city buildings, and some businesses, both big box retailers and mom and pop small shops, and our schools may also continue to enforce mask wearing and social distancing. And I encourage everyone, as I said at the beginning of this, to remember our values, to please be courteous and respectful to those who choose to continue these practices for their safety and for the safety of others. There's still work to be done before we can return to complete normalcy. Our local health leaders continue to fight vaccine hesitancy, and we are working to increase the vaccination rate, but they need your help. We need people who have gotten the vaccine to encourage their friends, their neighbors, their colleagues, their employers to get it as well. The vaccine is safe, and it is the most effective way we have to protect ourselves and our loved ones and our community and our economy as we move forward. I now want to ask our Boone County Columbia Public Health Director, Stephanie Browning, to come forward and give us the latest on this. But before I do, I have to convey my appreciation on behalf of a grateful city and a grateful community for the work that she and her staff have done over these last nearly 13 months in unprecedented times to make decisions for which there is no handbook, there is no precedent, and very little experience for, to follow the data and the science that we were committed to keep us prepared as we navigated successfully through these challenges. Director Browning.
Thank you, Mayor. Good afternoon, everyone. Before I get started, I just want to also say a few words of thanks to all of you in the media. You've been following along with us for the last year, and as you know, this pandemic has shown an unexpected spotlight on our department, and we greatly appreciate you working with us to get information out to the public quickly and accurately. And so I just want to thank you before I start. So since the pandemic started, we've been monitoring a variety of measures for Boone County. And as Mayor Treece said, we're seeing some very promising trends. I have a couple slides I want to share with you so that you can see some of the data that's been informing our decisions. Okay, as you can see, the 14-day rolling average of new COVID cases has remained steady and low for several weeks. The number of Boone County residents hospitalized has decreased since January, and the total number of patients, next slide, hospitalized from the many counties that make up our catchment area for our hospitals has declined as well. One key potential contributor to the improving trends is the number of people in Boone County who have begun the vaccination process, giving them protection against this virus. So on January 7th, our department began administering the COVID-19 vaccines to healthcare providers. And I can tell you, for us, that was a happy day. For our staff, it felt like we were starting to turn a corner. And it's been something that's motivated us since. When I think back on the day, a lot has changed. Just a month ago, it was difficult to get an appointment for a vaccine. Today, you could probably get an appointment at multiple locations on the day of your choosing. The vaccine supply and capacity in Boone County has increased, and we're at a point now where the vaccine is widely accessible to everyone who wants one. Now that's due in no small part to the collaboration amongst all the community vaccinators. That includes MU Healthcare, Boone Health, Compass, Burl, and our many pharmacy partners. We are all committed going forward to making this vaccination even easier to get through our outreach clinics and other efforts. As Mayor said, 34.2% of our population is fully vaccinated, and 44.3% have gotten their first dose. Particularly encouraging to me is that 73.2% of our Boone County residents over the age of 65 are fully vaccinated. That means that the majority of our most vulnerable are protected. While our vaccination rate for Boone County is the highest in the state, there is still work to do. For example, in our 18 to 24-year-old age group, only 33.2% have initiated vaccinations, and only 18.9% have had the opportunity to be fully vaccinated. Now, this is significant because this age group makes up almost 20% of our population, and they've had the highest case rate of all of our age groups. As the mayor said, if vaccinations continue to increase and our cases remain steady over the next week, we will shift to giving COVID-19 recommendations rather than mandating safety protocols. Every step we have taken during this pandemic has been focused on one thing: reducing the harmful impact of COVID-19. That does not change as we transition into this next phase. We will continue to investigate cases, contact trace, provide our community with education and guidance based on the recommendations of CDC. I want to be very clear. Wearing masks, social distancing, and avoiding large gatherings are still the best way to keep yourself, your loved ones, and our community safe. As the mayor indicated, masks and social distancing will still be required in all city facilities and on our public transit. I appreciate the continued partnership of multiple entities in Columbia and throughout Boone County. I too have had a lot of discussions with a variety of local businesses and others who said that they too will continue to prioritize their employees and customers by requiring masks and social distancing. Those in our county who choose to continue with these safety measures have our full support. Our local businesses have been committed to the health of our community, and we know that our Boone County residents will continue to support them as they work to keep everyone healthy and safe. I want to end today with just another comment about vaccines. The decision to get a vaccination is a personal choice. And I know that some people still have questions, and others are kind of taking a wait-and-see approach, and I understand and respect that. I'm still going to encourage everyone to get vaccinated as soon as you can. By choosing to get vaccinated, you are helping to restore our economy, you are preventing more illnesses and deaths in Boone County, and you're protecting those who cannot get vaccinated, including our children. So let's move forward, let's end this pandemic, and let me turn this over now to Presiding Commissioner Dan Atwell, Boone County.
Thank you, Stephanie, Mayor, and thank you all for attending today. I second the comments of the mayor and our health department. It has been a long year, and while restrictions are being relaxed, it is not a time to relax our concern about this virus. Recent news reports from India and Brazil illustrate how devastating it can be. What keeps that from happening here? Probably our vaccination rate, our common sense, social distancing, and masking efforts. We know how to encourage safety from the standpoint of local government. But after May 12th, as the mayor said, that responsibility rests solely on the shoulders of every individual. Each of us has a serious decision to make about our future and the future of our families, friends, and associates. Don't take that lightly. This is not a time for celebration, but a time for reflection and careful future planning. This virus can reemerge in a modified form, and we will be back here. We don't know how long the protection of the vaccine lasts, and there are even suggestions of a booster shot that may be used in the future. Boone County has been a leader in the state for using the vaccine. This is admirable, but more than 50% of our population has not been inoculated. It's not too late. The vaccine remains available. And if you haven't yet received it, please schedule yourself as soon as possible. Boone County government offices will continue to follow the guidelines and require the use of masks. I, too, would like to thank the Boone County Columbia Public Health Department for its tireless efforts to keep our citizens safe for over a year. We all share gratitude for our local hospitals and all the people who have assisted in so many ways during this pandemic. Be safe. Hopefully have a great summer. And it's my privilege now to introduce and turn over to the next speaker, who is Jamie Shutter, Executive Director for Student Health and Well-Being at the University of Missouri. Jamie?
Thank you, Dan. I'd like to start by saying that the University of Missouri is incredibly grateful for the strong partnership we've had with the City of Columbia and the Department of Public Health throughout the pandemic. That it certainly made our work much easier to have this partnership, and I assure you that it's not the case in every community that has an institution of higher education, so we really appreciate the work that we've been able to do together. I'd like to share some information today with you related to the changing of the health order and the university's steps to getting back to normal. First, I'd like to share that we are relaxing our restrictions outside. So starting on the 12th, we will no longer be requiring individuals to be masked outdoors. We will continue to encourage it, especially if individuals are with people that they don't live with, but it will not be required. We will, however, for the time being, follow the recommendations of the health department and require people to wear masks inside buildings and practice social distancing. This includes events such as commencement celebrations that are planned over the next two weekends. In terms of bringing everyone back to work, we continue to be on schedule to have all faculty and staff back at work on campus beginning May 17th. If individuals have office space on campus, they will be expected to be back at work and in person on that date. And finally, we're excited for a full fall opening. At this point, we're planning for full capacity in-person classes and activities this fall semester. Everybody has worked so hard to get us here at the University of Missouri and in the community, and we're really grateful to be at this stage where we can announce that we will be back in full operation in the fall semester. Thank you.
I'm happy to triage any questions you may have. Sebastian.
Hey, Mayor Treese. So one of the questions that pops out to me is about the positivity rate. So this is probably for Director Browning, actually. I just was looking at the case numbers, and I noticed that while our cases are comparable to around last June before we saw the big spike in late summer, the positivity rate is significantly higher because we're doing a lot less testing. So is that a concern going forward for the health department?
Yes, Sebastian, we do watch that routinely. And, you know, there's two ways of calculating the positivity rate. We use the one that deduplicates so that we make sure somebody's not being tested multiple times. Like, say they got an antigen test at school followed up by a PCR test or something like that. If you look at the number of people being tested is definitely down. And so they truly are the ones that are experiencing symptoms in many cases and are going in intentionally seeking testing. If you look at the positivity rate done the CDC way, not deduplicated, we're at about 3.2%.
Hello. So we've seen a lot of other communities around Missouri also alter their health orders. A lot of cities and counties have done so. This strikes me as different because this seems to be no more health order, right? COVID-19 recommendations is what it becomes. Why go the route of no longer having any requirements where others have maybe turned the dial, not all the way down, but just somewhat? Why was that the right move for this community?
You know, a couple things. And this is never a race. As I said last year, it's never a race to adopt health restrictions or mask mandates or public health orders or stay-at-home orders. We had to follow the data that was unique to our community. In my mind, we could have stair-stepped this a little bit, maybe lift the mask mandate for, as the university is doing, when you're outdoors, or when you're vaccinated and everyone in your party is vaccinated, or wear masks indoors, except if you can social distance, then it's okay, as we're doing right now. But in the end, for me, and this is the director's decision, but for me, I have to go back to everything that we have asked people to do in the last 12 months, that we were committed to following the data and the science, and that these were the metrics we were following with respect to managing hospitalization rates and managing positivity rates. And all of those indicators say that it's okay to do this right now. Will cases rise? I hope not. Are they manageable? Right now they are. And, you know, I have to balance, I mean, from my perspective, I have to balance all of those interests to look at where we're going to be. And, you know, after May 12th, you know, my goal is to make sure that every university student goes home vaccinated, that wants to be vaccinated. I think as the weather continues to warm up and more people are doing things outdoors, it's more appropriate to lift that mask mandate. As uncomfortable and anti-privacy as it seems to inquire as to someone else's vaccination status, I think all of those things mitigate the risks that put us where we were last May, last March, last June, throughout all of 2020.
And for whoever feels most qualified to answer it, I feel like what you said at the beginning, Mayor, if things keep going the way they're going, then the health order, and I feel like this if is a big hinge on this. What are the metrics that you're watching that would make you say, time to go back to an order rather than letting it drop?
Yeah, I mean, and I'll probably ask Director Browning to answer this, but, you know, from my perspective, obviously, if you have a spike in onset of variants, cases attributable to variants, if, frankly, our vaccination rates continue to stagnate, I'd love it. And we said early on that we needed to be in that 65 to 80% rate of vaccination to achieve, to truly prevent that community transmission. I still think that's where we need to be at. And I'm hopeful that for the 44% that have initiated their first dose, when they get the second dose, that continues to propel us forward a little bit. You know, and so for me, those are the two factors that I really look at here in terms of when we need to adjust that dial again. But, you know, the most serious aspect of this is obviously the hospital's ability to manage it, and to Sebastian and your great coverage of this issue the last 12 months. You know, I think at some point it's going to be up to our primary care providers when they identify those persons carrying those symptoms, that they order tests and we continue to watch those tests, maybe in a form that is more true than what we were seeing from the mass testing events that we are getting now. But just like we were watching those mass testing events, now we're watching those mass vaccination rates. So, Director, anything?
Great question, Lucas. If we think back to when we started with the stay-at-home order and the subsequent orders that followed, the thing that we were looking at our ability, okay, was testing available? It is. Our ability to do the case investigation and contact tracing, we still have that ability in spades right now. Hospitalizations, of course, and of course deaths. So those would be the four things that we would be watching. I fully expect, you know, if you look at a traditional week, we'll have one day where we have 18 cases, and then it's four. You know what I mean? So we'll have those days, and that's expected. But as long as we can manage it, we'll just keep working on education and vaccination.
Hi there. I know this was touched on a little bit, but when it comes to businesses and the mask wearing, what do you see happening here in Columbia? We know even before masks were required, some businesses were already requiring them. Do you think a lot of things really won't change with businesses in their mask wearing?
I hope they don't, honestly. I know there are a number of national retailers, as part of their corporate policy, require masks to enter their stores. I would assume that continues until you begin to get the all clear, you know, from either the federal government or the conditions that we're seeing across the country. You know, I have long advocated for these mask protections because I think it levels the playing field for individual business owners. I've had a number of restaurant owners, bar owners, business owners that say, we want to do it, but if our competitor is not doing it, we fear losing business or that someone is not going to come to our store because of that. And I hope that because there's not a level playing field right now, that we don't see this race to the bottom of every business, you know, lifting their mask mandate. Because I know, you know, look, I mentioned this morning on KFRU that, you know, there's a number of bar owners that have had the ability to open their counter for bar service but haven't because their employees were not fully vaccinated yet. They wanted to give time for everybody to become more vaccinated before they put their employees at risk. And I think every business owner is going to have to evaluate that now. They're going to have to incentivize that appropriately to make sure that their employees are protected and that they are in turn protecting their consumers. Now, here's the balancing act. I'm convinced the mask protection increased public confidence for those who wanted to enjoy going out and resuming dinner or shopping or going to the bookstore or to the library. And I want to make sure that we're creating and continuing that healthy environment for individuals, because that's the only way our economy is going to continue to recover.
Mayor Treese, I just wanted to ask how the timing of upcoming large events like True/False and graduation played into this decision on whether to continue the health order.
It didn't factor into it at all. True/False is this weekend. The current health order expires on the 12th. There's a commencement, obviously rolling commencements this weekend and the weekend of the 15th and 16th after it. Look, we follow the data and the science, not what's happening on the ground. And I'll continue to do so. And I applaud the university for continuing the health protections that they have in place to protect not just their students, but those that are visiting our community, much relieved parents. Yeah.
For Director Browning, sorry to make you keep going back and forth. I think around at the start of April, we were around maybe 30% of the county had started vaccination. Now we're, like we pointed out earlier in this press briefing, at 44. So since it's been 2 weeks, I guess, since it opened up to everyone 16 and up, and that number has moved, maybe 10%. If in another month we're only up to 50% of county residents vaccinated, what will that mean for the health department and for your work in trying to get that number higher, I guess?
Well, that is our focus right now. The mass vaccination, through mass throughput clinics, those things have been great because it gives big volume doses of vaccine to go out. But now we're to the point where it's going to take that one-to-one touch, and it's going to take that outreach effort, working with community. We've had great success this last week. We were in Ashland. We were in Centralia. We did one in a neighborhood up Indian Hills subdivision up at the park up there. They're not getting thousands at a time, but they're that opportunity where people are actually going out knocking on doors and saying, hey, we're going to be in your neighborhood, and we're getting a great response to that. I think we have to make it easy to get those numbers up.
I do have a question on kind of that topic for Dan, if Commissioner Atwell doesn't mind. I have a question for you kind of on that topic. So we'll see how some of these clinics in Boone County work as far as vaccination rates. We talked about a little last week that the parts of the county not in Columbia are underrepresented in the folks who have gotten vaccinated so far. Do you, Commissioner, believe is the messaging and the work working right now for parts of Boone County not in Columbia? And what would be your message to those folks thinking about getting a vaccine or not?
I don't think there's any doubt that what you say is accurate, that there's a slower acceptance of the concept of vaccination in the out-county areas. But Director Browning has initiated efforts to take vaccination clinics to most of the smaller communities in the county. And as far as I know, that's been very successful. And it may be a question of accessibility for some people rather than their opinion about what is the best thing to do. As more time passes with the evidence that the vaccine is solid, safe, and very useful, I think more and more people are going to say, for the benefit of my family, my friends, and my associates, it's time for me to have that vaccine if they hadn't had it yet. That's our hope, that will be more and more of an attitude of development as things go on. I think the density of population is a factor. If you don't see a lot of people every day, you don't have the need to be vaccinated. And in the out county area, that is a bit of a factor. So, but there are 1,000 reasons why people have opinions about this whole idea of a vaccine. You know, I did a little research on this, and if you look back in the history of different issues that have arisen that required vaccine over the last 100 years, every time there's a group of people that oppose being vaccinated for one reason or another. So it's not a surprise that we have people who are in opposition to the vaccine, but they've been proven wrong in almost every case that I could find, that it is appropriate to have the vaccine, and it works, and it's important for everyone that you associate with that you have that vaccine. It is now available. It should be used, and hopefully more and more people will as time passes.
This is for Mayor Therese. You were kind of following up on what you had said about leveling the playing field and people feeling comfortable getting out. What would be your response to somebody that may not feel comfortable with people out not wearing masks? Because, of course, this has been a controversial issue across the country. So if this scares people from getting out, what would be your response to that population?
Well, and look, if they are double vaccinated, they should have the confidence that they are protected from this, and what they need to do is avoid, you know, sharing that and bringing something home to someone who's not. So, A, encourage everyone around you to become vaccinated, but, you know, we're also making accommodations here for this healthy transition, and, you know, including, you know, having more outdoor dining opportunities and those things. But I continue to go back to those who don't share our same sense of community when it comes to either wearing a mask or protecting themselves from sharing this highly contagious virus with others. It's a simple thing that, as Commissioner Atwell has said, has happened for well over 100 years with measles and polio, and you go to the doctor and you get a flu vaccine or a shingles vaccine. This is just a novel coronavirus vaccine, and it is our best American researchers have studied this and come up with a effective antidote to inoculate ourselves and our loved ones from this. I don't know why you wouldn't protect yourself. Anybody else? Thank you. I'm sure all of us are available if you have individual questions. Thank you for your time today, and as Stephanie Browning indicated, thank you for helping us communicate with the public this last year. Thanks.